Some questions?
In one letter, Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked Saraswati Thakur, please make great effort so you can start the parikrama, circumambulation Please make great effort.
Great effort.
Mm-hmm. So you can start the parikrama, circumambulation of Sri Tamnavadvip as soon as possible. Is it by those actions that everyone is in this world will receive Krishna Bhakti, devotional love for the Lord? Could you please explain why is it so?
Is it by what action?
By parikrama.
By parikrama, what happens?
Everyone in this world will receive Krishna Bhakti, devotional service for the Lord.
Uh-huh. In the line of thought of Srila Guru Maharaj, just as an overview, he avoids literal emphasis on particular things. You know, if someone says, I've heard during Chaturmasya, if on this one day you do this, you get everything. That type of approach, searching for this one thing to do, or I'll walk this way, or bathe this way, or chant this mantra, and then I'll get everything. Guru Maharaj reminds us that it's about quality. Right? If you have to distill what the possibility of these type of expressions are, it means the emphasis shifts to quality, the subjective aspect of something. This is thematically Guru Maharaj's interpretation of things. So one of the head, we're talking about beauty over power, there's also heart over intellect, and then this theme, substance over form. So what is, you know, at the heart of the matter, we can say. So Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, what did they say about Srila Saraswati Thakur? That he was attracted to the wealth of the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It was the melted heart. What is that? Melted with what? Or by what? I say Krishna Prem, talking of Krishna Prem. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's heart is melted with Krishna Prem. And out of his mercy, his generosity, he wants to distribute that to others in the form of, as we talk, Gurudam, Granthadam, Gauradam, Namadam, Muda, Bhaktidam, Buridam, Bande, Bhakti Vinodadam, Sada. So yes, all of this is meant to take us in one direction. So he's revealing Navadvipdam, right? The significance, the importance, and it's all really part of the divine vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because for those of us who've had the privilege to go on the Navadvipdam Parikrama, first of all, we understand the first one was, you know, Jiva Goswami, Nityananda Prabhu taking Jiva Goswami. Later, what, Narottam and Srinivas and Bhaktivinoda Thakur revived this. But one thing we notice, many places we go, due to the efforts of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his disciplic descendants, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in these holy places, there are memorials, temples, so that all the parikramis, the pilgrims, they can go and visit those places. But in some places, nothing's been established yet. And this reminded me, I thought, if not for the vision of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how would we know? Sometimes we're out in the middle of like a field, and it looks like so many other fields. But they'll say, no, in this field, Mahaprabhu did this, and his associates did that. I'm saying, we're just seeing from our external point of view some rice fields or trees or pathways. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has the divine vision to see like live stream, real, leela, live stream, real-time live streaming Leela. And not only that, his vision is so extensive as to understand what took place there millions of years before. Just like I gave a crude example for our friends in the Russian-speaking world, like Chernobyl, which is in the Ukraine for accuracy. But some event took place there many years ago. Now you could see growth, you know, everything would look normal. But if someone goes with a Geiger counter or some such device, they can tell there was a nuclear event here because the readings will be very strong. It's a crude example, but what I mean to say is that these great devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur, and by extension, Jagannath Das, Babaji Maharaj, when they're in some holy place, they have the spiritual skill sets. They're equipped to, they can read that environment. The strength of the devotional and spiritual energy that is emanating from that place is clear to them. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as a humble Vaishnava, we can say from one point of view, yeah, the vision, he's certain this is Mayapur, the birthplace of Mahaprabhu. But what does he do? Vaishnava Sarvabhoma, Jagannath Das Babaji, he's the premier Vaishnava. He brings him there to verify, right? And we know Jagannath, we've heard Jagannath Das Babaji, he lived to be 125 years old. And at a particular stage of his life, he was more or less hunchbacked. And he had a assistant who would carry him in like a wicker basket. So he had some strong devotee carry him around in this basket. And we've seen in India what they call palki, like a type of palanquin, and they still use this for the Badrinath Tirtha Yatra. Some people in the mountains, they carry people on their backs and a wicker basket. I mean, they still do this, but they used to do it a lot before. Anyway, so he has this one devotee who carries him around. And the only pictures we have of Jagannath Das Babaji, he's like this, taking Krishna Nam. But we're told when he enters that area, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered on a British map, said M-Y-A-P-U-R, like Mayapur, you know, because the British one. So when he approached the locals, some farmers, they were saying, oh, that land is useless. Nothing grows there except tulsi. So another hint, an indicator. So he brings Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj there, and we're told that although he's relatively handicapped and hunchbacked, and that Jagannath Das Babaji leaps out of the basket into the air, and he starts ecstatically chanting Krishna Nam as a very tall figure. He's leaping off the ground, the type of happiness and joy that's flooding his heart. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur can understand, this is the place. It has the Vaishnava verification. So, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when we read what he has written, as Guru Maharaj told me, he said, the magnitude of what he's written can only lead one to the conclusion that he's not a practitioner who's trying to make progress toward that plane, but rather he is someone who descended from that plane, Goloka Vrindavan and Navadvip. He descended from that plane into this world to distribute something. So, Guru Maharaj, he's identified this more specifically in the Bhaktivinoda Virahadasakam. Because on the subject of Krishna Prema, Who's giving Krishna prema? How do we know about that? This is a very big word. Krishna, it's a big word. Central sound, spiritual sound of all time. And Krishna prema. How do we know about that? Where could that possibly come from? Right. So, Srila Guru Maharaj has written very nicely in the beginning, and I should preface this by saying, the word prema, it's always rendered as love, but we just have to become acquainted with the word prema. That's all I can say. It's because love, divine love, actually there's only divine love, really, but the word that is being used, Krishna prema, is, you know, Namo Mahavananaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Chaitanya Maha. That expression comes from Rupa Goswami. But interestingly, in the beginning of the Prapanna Jivanamritam, Srila Guru Maharaj, he says, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam Nityam Nomi Navadvipe Nama Kirtana Nartanai. So this expression is very interesting. It says, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram. We can almost hear it and say, the Guru Rupa of Hari means when Krishna takes the form of Guru. Guru Rupa Harim, what? Who is he? Gauram. So he's saying the Guru form of Krishna is Gauranga. That's his statement. And what is the substance of Gauranga in this instance? Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam. What is in the, what is tasted, experienced, felt in the heart of Srimati Radharani, he is covered with that, enveloped in that. As Guru Maharaj once said, heart, and what the radiant heart of Radharani, Haripurata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandivita, what is the outcome of that? Shama Sundar Krishna, who's normally dark complexion, he becomes radiant, Gauranga, so heart. The outcome of the heart, halo, heart and halo. Right. But what is her heart? As I told you, when Gurudev had to put Guru Maharaj in a good mood sometimes, like he maybe has to leave the mod for a while or something, and he knew ways to ensure that Guru Maharaj would be in a good mood. Because he once told me after someone approached Guru Maharaj, when he was not in a happy mood and got a bad result, Gurudev came, he told me, he said, before I ask Guru Maharaj any question, I see what is his mood. And some mood, I don't ask a certain question. Another mood, I do. But he said, for putting him in a good mood, there was a song from his childhood he learned from his father. One of the songs Guru Maharaj told him to shelve for a while, but periodically, you know, in favor of the bhakti, even though Narottam Gitanjali, but sometimes Guru Maharaj would ask him to sing some of these songs. And this song, just the line I remember him saying, because he would say it sometimes, because it begins, Tungamani Mandire. And then it goes on. But once in Navadvipa, I asked Gurudev, almost the last time he was there, what does that mean, Tungamani? How would you express that? And he said, just like spontaneously said, that Srimati Radharani's heart is like a lighthouse of Krishna prema. Right? That I cannot forget. That her heart is like a lighthouse of Krishna prema. Like the lighthouse, it's illuminating everything and giving direction. And it's very beautiful and consonance with Gayatri Murli Stakirtana Dhanam Radha Padam Dhimai. So she is known as Krishnamoyi. The point is, no one is more full of Krishna than Srimati Radharani. What is her type of Krishna Prem called? Because they have like, you know, Rati, Sneho, Man, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. And Rupa Goswami, Mahaprabhu was teaching Sanatan Goswami, and with reference to Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Prasamrita Sindhu, there's this analysis, those in Shantarasa can go this far in terms of this quality of Krishna Prem. Those in Sakya Rasa to this level, Vatsaya to here. But Mahabhav, that's Radharani and her group. That's their exclusive possession. And we're told, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kiddusho Vaneva, that Krishna, what he wants to broadcast in the world is her type of Krishna Prem. Yes, Krishna Prem, I mean, in line of Gurmukha, it's a general thing, because the Rupa Goswami, you know, they're giving the gradations and the qualities, but this Mahabhav, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani, the type of Krishna Prem that she alone possesses, and we can say, by extension, her group, that kutuki has aroused the curiosity of Krishna. Param kasyapi pranin janavrindasya kutuki rasotstamam hritva madaram upaboktam kamapiya. So that he steals the heart and halo of Radharani, and he's experiencing that. And Rupa Goswami is saying, this is what Mahaprabhu came to give. Anarpita charim chirat Korne avatirna kalo samar payatam unutojvala rasam svabhakti sriyam. And interestingly, there's different ways of interpreting this, because it's saying, what hasn't been given before. So we can think, well, wait, Krishna appeared in himself in the Dwarapar Yuga, and Mahaprabhu comes every Kali Yuga, there have been so many avatars, incarnations. But here, why is the saint not be given before? Because we're told only once in a day of Brahma, roughly 8,600,000,000 years, does Swayam Bhagavan Krishna come, and when the Dwarapar Yuga and Treta Yuga overlap, right? Because Dwa, just like in Russian, that should mean two. It should be Satya, Dwarapara, Treta, three, Kali, four. What he's saying, but here there's an interesting overlap. The Treta Yuga comes second, and the Dwarapara Yuga comes in the third position. And that Dwarapara Yuga, what is it, the 28th, 27th millennium, Vaivashvata Manu, 14 Manus in a day of Brahma, seven, that Swayam Bhagavan Krishna appears, followed by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalita, enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. Only once in a day of Brahma does that Mahaprabhu come. In other Kali Yugas, the Mahaprabhu, but emphasis on Nam Sankirtan, not with Mahabhav. So, he wants to distribute this on the basis of what is given by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Yata yata gora padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punya rasi tata tatot sarpati hridya kasmat radha padamboja sudamburasi. Prabodhananda, and remember, he's Astasaki Tunga Vidya. Right. It's a very prominent, very important position. And some of the things he's writing, they're like incomparably beautiful and insightful. So he, she is in a unique position to say, how can one get entrance into this plane? Because at the conclusion of Madhya Leela, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is drawing a comparison between Krishna Leela and Gaura Leela. And here we'll use our little French expression. Because he's saying Krishna Leelamrita Sar. Right? If it's Amrita and Sar, so it's like he's saying, it's the creme de la creme of nectarine substances. Because we say, well, there's this nectar and that. We heard about Amrita and this. But here he's saying, Krishna Leelamrita Sar. Tar Shata Shata Dar. Saying, but then if that's what Krishna Leela is, then what is Gaura Leela? We can say, oh, it's also very nectarine or equally nectarine. But there's no point in saying that. That's a given. He's not saying things that don't need to be said. Right? Just like there's this one dictionary, Sanskrit dictionary, I've never read it, I can't read Sanskrit. But just the name of the dictionary is fascinating. It's called Nirukti, means what was not spoken. Like we know, there's so many words that everybody knows what they mean automatically. So yeah, it's good to have a dictionary like that, someone learning the language. But for people who know the language, they don't need that so much. But Nirukti, but what a word could mean that's not spoken, they're telling you, like, there's some other things to be understood from this word. Like when Mahaprabhu is explaining the Atmarama sloka to Sanatana Goswami, saying, these are what the words generally mean, and here are, you know, multi-level interpretations of the possibilities of what they can mean. And they're all fascinating. It goes deeper and deeper to the point of so divine. Sanatana Goswami says, this interpretation is not possible by a human being. And Mahaprabhu is saying, it's you, you're pulling these things out of me. Otherwise, I don't understand this so much. But your necessity is drawing all of this meaning from me. But Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, so Krishna Leelamrita Sar, he's saying, it's this creme de la creme of nectarine substances, but it is only accessible to the highest section of liberated souls. Right? Only they can enter there. Like I've said, there are no yogis in Vrindavan, there are no gyanis there. The result of gyan, the proper cultivation of gyan, in and of itself, is brahma, Brahman realization. The target of yoga is paramatma. Right? Only bhakti takes you to Bhagavan, Shakti and Shaktiman. If you assist gyan and yoga, then you can take someone in the direction of bhakti. But so in that Vrindavan, we're told, Vaikuntyar Prithivyadi Sakala Chinmoy. Even the soil is Chinmoy, is spiritually conscious. Guru Maharaj would say sometimes, made of higher stuff than ourselves. So he's saying, it's Guru. The soil there is Guru. He said, so how can you walk there? That would be inappropriate, right? If it's Guru land. Then he said, just as if you have to put the crown on the deity, you should never step on the altar. But sometimes, to decorate the deity, the sevak has to walk on the altar. So Guru is saying, only out of service necessity can you walk in that plane, not out of curiosity or any other reason. And there, we're told, so even the insects are chenmoy, yat kinchit trigumagi kikita mukam gaste samastamitat sarvananda mukunda doyatam leelanukulam puram. Raghunath Das Goswami revering them, saying, mukunda doyata, they're dear to Mukunda Krishna, and Lilanukul. They're contributing to the successful play of Lila. They're contributing to that. So he's revering that. The birds in the trees, we're told, if they hear, as they do, the sound, and they're great, that's the point of it. They are great liberated souls. To be an insect, a bird, and they're super liberated souls. And they're, we're told, clutching onto the branch of the tree, because when they hear the nectarine sound of Krishna's flute, they're experiencing ecstasy, and they may fall out of the tree. So they're holding on to the branches for dear life as they're relishing the sound of Krishna's flute. So if this is the qualification of those, then what to speak of those divine souls who are traversing the soil of Vrindavan in service to the holy lotus feet of Krishna? So Vrindavan is for the highest, is exclusive to the highest section of liberated souls. But what Kaviraj Goswami is saying, but Gaur Lila is the magnanimous distribution of that substance, what ordinarily no one has access to, except this highest section of liberated souls, tar shata shatadar, like streaming currents, das dike means the 10 directions, north, south, east, west, northeast, south, and up, down. Add them together, it becomes 10. Saying they're streaming this, and that means everywhere. It's a poetic way of saying everywhere. Right? Like when it mentions that Sukadev Goswami, his dress, it says, Digambara. What is his dress? He's dressed in the directions. That means he's naked. Right? The only thing he's dressed in is north, south, east, west, up, down, you know. So it says Digambara. So this, Das DK, saying that Gaur Lila is the magnanimous distribution of Krishna Lila. So Guru Maharaj's term now, Vrindavan Madhurja, the land of sweetness, Navadip Odarja, the distribution of that sweetness. And by extension, Gaura, Gaudiya, Gur, the land of sweetness, Gaudadesh. It's thematically consistent. So, in the line of Kaviraj Goswami, in that line of thought, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur says, Yata yata gaura padara vinde, vindeta bhaktim krita punya rasi. That the entrance to Krishna Lila is Gaur Lila. The entrance to Vrindavan is in Navadvip. The Rasa Lila in distribution mode is the Sankirtan of Mahaprabhu. And he's saying, Krita Punya Rasi is the same as, I mean, Sukritivan Sumedasa. Those who are of refined theistic intellect. And there's a hint of this also in the Atmarama Slok, as interpreted by Mahaprabhu to Sanatan. They will appreciate this, perceive this, and put all their energy into Gaur Lila. So it's no accident that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj situated themselves in Navadvip. Because when Guru Maharaj made that decision, he said, I was thinking of Uddhav Kyari in Vrindavan, where the zenith point, where Radharani is speaking on the Brahmar Gita, the divine madness of separation, when Uddhava visits with Krishna's message to the Braja Gopis. But he thought, it's too high, it's for the liberated section. He also considered the Gambira being situated near there in Puri. But he settled upon Navadvip, he said, with the understanding that it's been indicated for the non-liberated, that they will find their fortune in Navadvip. And how did he enter Navadvip is also significant. He didn't therefore just immediately go to Navadvip. He went to Ekachakra, Because Nityananda Prabhu is the Dhameshwara, visa granting officer, the governor of Navadvip. So before Nityananda Prabhu at Nitai Bari, for that deep, beautiful deity of Nityananda, which Gurudev once told me when I saw the poster on his wall, he said, Maharaj, I'm telling you, you will never see a more beautiful Nityananda Prabhu. And I, you know, as I looked, he repeated it. He said, no, I'm telling you, you will never see a more beautiful Nityananda Prabhu. He was very enamored with that deity. And it's before that deity that Srila Guru Maharaj, he gave Shastanga Dandavat and prayed to him that you are Patita Pavana, you give shelter to the most fallen, so please give me shelter in Navadvip. And that's when the inspiration came in the Guru Maharaj's heart that from Nityananda Prabhu, but you do not give Patita shelter. And what the meaning was, up to this point, Guru Maharaj is not initiating. He's deferring to Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, but not taking disciples himself. So the inspiration, like, you are not giving Patita shelter. If you will begin to give Patita shelter, then you can take shelter there. And some other things, some statement from Jiva Goswami, some others came to him, that if a man has wealth and someone is starving nearby, he doesn't give something of what he has, so that there's some fault on his part. And the other thing he said was a Puranic legend of one Pundit Brahmin. He knew everything. It was so learned, scholarly, but he didn't share his knowledge with anyone. So in his next life, he took his birth as a mango tree. And that tree was filled with all these ripe mangoes, but not even a bird would come there and eat them. They would just fall to the ground, untasted, you know, like a waste. So he had accumulated all this knowledge. He didn't share it with anyone. So these different reasons, Guru Maharaj said then, modestly, he established the Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Math in Navadvip. Right? And there, the conceptual architecture encapsulating the pranam mantra of the Math, Srimat Chaitanya Sarasvata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim, to loudly, profoundly proclaim the glories of Srimati Radharani. And that means Mahaprabhu and Radharani, same, same, but different. Right? That means the highest type of Krishna prema, that's being distributed. Jadigorna hoita taviki hoita, kemoridari tam dehe, radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janata ke. Basu Ghosh. And this is why Mahaprabhu. Radhar Mahima means the glories of Radharani, and Prema Rasa Simha. Simha means the limits, the heights, how far can it go of her type of Krishna Prema. So what does Bhaktivinod Thakur, what are his well wishes for everyone? Guru Maharaj outlined and that Bhaktivinod Viraha Dasakam, the glories of Bhaktivinod Thakur, but with the one sloka, particularly with reference to the gift, what it is through Navadita Mahatmyam and Mayapur, his books, his songs, what is Bhaktivinod Thakur trying to do? Right? And this comes to the heart of the matter. And Guru Maharaj summed it up so beautifully in this one verse that Saraswati Thakur, when he said, who wrote this? Because he saw it, and Goswami said, Sridhar Maharaj. And Saraswati Thakur said, Sridhar Maharaj has not written this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. It was that perfect. And it summarizes and sums up the gift, the intention of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sri Gauranumatam Srupa Viditam Rupa Grajena Adritam Rupadye Pariveshitam Ragugunai Ashvaditam Shevitam Jivadyaya Birakshitam Shuka Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Padasevanamritam Aho Tadatam Isho Bhavan. Aho is Sanskrit like, oh, Bhaktivinoda. That's a, oh, datum isha. Oh, this is your gift. Sometimes in rendering Sanskrit, you have to look at the end to know. It can come either way, but it's like saying, oh, this is your gift, your astonishing gift to the world. What is that? Well, the real purpose of the descent of Mahaprabhu, that's only known fully to Swarup Damodar. See how ontologically perfect this is. It's in line with the Chaitanya Charitamritam, what is expressed by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami as received via Raghunath Das Swarup Damodar. And corroborated by Rupa. Swarupam Bibrano Jagatatuyam Daita Daita. He says the position of Swarup Damodar is incomparable. All of these words, they're very significant. So his position after Mahaprabhu, he's Mahaprabhu Dutiya Kalevar, Mahaprabhu the second. We have to understand his position, and what comes from him trumps everything else. And this is espoused by Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das, Krishnas, etc. And Guru Maharaj, so he said, Sri Gauranamutam Swarupa Viditam. Only Swarup Damodar knows fully why Mahaprabhu descended in this world. It's on the basis of his notes that we have Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, which we worship Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, but this, the ecstatic emotional interior of Mahaprabhu as Radha Baba Duti Subolita, being enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, that's only known by Swarup Damodar, an extension, Raghunath Das and the Goswami line. He revealed that in his notes. That's why in the very beginning, Rupa Goswami is, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, the beginning of his work, he's quoting Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami to establish the credibility of what he's going to present in Chaitanya Charitamritam. So, Srupa Viditam, Rupa Grajena Adritam, and this is worshiped by Sanatan Goswami. And it's presented by him as the Bhakti Siddhanta Acharya, the Sambandha Gyan Acharya, in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam. Because you can see, twice, it's the same thing is approached twice in very beautiful different ways, but the zenith point is twice expressed there to underscore its importance and, how do you say, that which, the unchallengeable ultimate conclusion. In this logic, Asam aho charanarenu jisham ahangsham Brindavane apigumalatosadinam Yaddushtadam swajanam arjapatam chihitva Bejur mukunda parivim srutibhirvam mrigyam. As we heard, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam is said to have 18,000 slokas. Guru Maharaj said maybe 16,000 are extant. This pundit in South India, they have what they call Srutidhar. They can remember everything they've heard. He can recite the entire Srimad Bhagavatam. Think about that. We know a few slokas by the grace of our... He can recite the entire Bhagavatam. It's like a living book in that sense. But not necessarily the person Bhagavat. So in meeting with Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj said, and so you're so familiar with... Who are the greatest devotees, in your estimation, as presented in the Bhagavatam? And he said, Chatushan, that means the four Kumaras, sons of Brahma. Right? Tasyaravindanayanashapadaravinda, Kinjalkamisra, Tulasi, Makarandavayu. Those Kumaras, the divine aroma of the Tulsi, the gar and the lotus feet of the Lord entered their nasa and they be carried away to another world. So he said, the four Kumaras, they're in the highest position. And he asked Guru Maharaj, and what do you say? And Guru Maharaj said, they are in the lowest position. And then I was like, they are? You know? With all due respect, I'm just telling you, they're in the lower position. They're worshipable, and but taken to be like that, from going from the Brahmavad to Shanta type position. Anyway, he said, so the man knows the 18,000 verses, we can say. With two slokas, Guru Maharaj presents to him the ultimate conclusion and truth. First one from Uddhava. Natata priyatama atma yonir na shankara nacha sankarsana sri naivatma chayatabhavan. Nacha sankarsana na sri. Krishna, so he's using Krishna as an authority. I mean, Krishna, we can always accept. He's the ultimate authority. And from the mouth of Krishna, he says, there is no one more dear to me than Uddhava. Right? Notice the significant times where Uddhava appears. So he's saying, not Atmabhu means Brahma, self-born. He comes from the lotus flower, from the navel of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, right? Yeah, yes. And so he's saying, na tata priyatama atma yoni, na shankara means Shiva, na cha sankarsana, sankarsan, na sri is the goddess Lakshmi, naivatma cha yatabhavan. I'm not even as dear to me as Uddhava. So Krishna, he's more dear to me than my own self. So now he's put Uddhava on this pedestal. And that sloka, asamaho charanenu jishamahangsham, comes from Uddhava. And he says, so now Krishna's given him this certificate. What am I saying? I, having witnessed Srimati Radharani and the Braja Gopis, Krishna sent me to Vrindavan, ostensibly to deliver a message to them. But boy, did I get the message that no one compares to their devotion. What I saw there, I've seen the queens of Dwarka, I have all kinds of intimate knowledge of who the great devotees are. They are so great, and she the greatest among them. What is my aspiration? To be one of them? No, that would be too much. To even ask for the dust from their lotus feet? They would never give it. Because they also are supremely humble. What? I want to be born, a lata, a creeper. He wants an atomic presence in the soil of Vrindavan. So when Radharani and Brajagopis are moving there, Radha, Padman, Kitadam, Vrindavan, Jaranam, some of the dust from their holy lotus feet will come upon him like an abhishek, thereby consecrating his existence. Right? So, this is, let me say, worshipped by Sanatana Goswami, presented in Brihad Bhagavatamritam with this conclusion. The dust of the holy lotus feet of the Brajagopis, of whom the supreme Brajagopi is Srimati Radharani. Right? And Rupa De Pariveshitam, and this extended by Rupa Goswami and his followers, the Rupa Nuga line. Sri Rupa Nuga Kritimati Sri Gauranga Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. As again reiterated by Srila Guru Maharaj and the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Pranam. Gauragata Grananti, their primary activity, glorifying Mahaprabhu in the Rupa Nuga line, aspiring Sri Radhika Madhavasham for that seva, that service. Service. Jiva Deya Barakshitam. And saying, Srila Jiva Goswami, whom we just celebrated, his parents' day, Baladev Vidyabhushan, their Rakkak, like Bhakti Rakkak, Sridhar Dev Goswami, Rakkak means protector. They're protecting what this, it's so valuable, what's been given from those who would modify it, adulterate it, challenge its legitimacy, its authenticity. So they're providing all the shastric reference basis for the validity of what's being presented, because it is astonishing. Then, Jivadye Abhirakshitam, Sukha, Shiva, Brahma, Uddhava, they're all aspiring for a drop of this substance. So then what is it? This is Sri Radha Padasevanamritamaho Tadatumi Shobhavan. Sri Radha Pada Sevanamritam, the nectarine service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur is your gift to the world. She is the lighthouse of Krishna Prem. Right? Mahaprabhu's come to promote her glories. His idea of distributing Krishna Prem is to give what she's got, that there's nothing higher, nothing better than that. And that's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift to the world. And that's what Prabodhananda Saraswati says, tata tatotsarpati hridya kasmad. If you engage all your energy in the service of the lotus feet and Guru Gauranga, what will happen as a consequence? Automatically, subconsciously, deep from within, in the heart's core, Radha Rasa Shudhanidhi begins to flow. Right? And one awakens, like that aspiration appears in the soil of Vrindavan, Radha Padman Kitadam Vrindavan Jaranam. So Radha Dasyam, there's no meaning to these things without this conception. Otherwise it is fictitious, imaginary, a fantasy. Right? It means it's synonymous with service to her holy lotus feet. And as Guru Maharaj said, what is the strategy of the Rupa Nugas? Because otherwise we think, well, if Krishna is everything they say is, Akila Rasamrita Murti, etc., then it would seem you would get the most Krishna by directly approaching him. Right? That is not the Rupa Nuga line. They have a different strategy. They're saying, well, read Rupa Goswami's book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he outlines there the different types, you know, where we said Rati, Sneho, Man, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Prana, etc. So he's saying, according to constitutional capacity, a jiva soul could go as high as Bhav in the Krishna Prem sequence. Right? And he mentions Subal's group. What is the property? Gopi Bhav? Of them, but Subal and his group, they can achieve that. But Mahabhav is beyond the capacity, constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to experience or to draw. Rasaraj Mahabhav Dui Ekarup. Mahabhav and Rasaraj together as Mahaprabhu. So Krishna's Rasaraj. So you have a tiny finite jiva soul on this side, infinite Krishna on that side, the Akila Rasamrita Murti. Right? So the tiny jiva soul come. A drop of the infinite is also infinite, we should say. And he'll be overwhelmingly happy, from some connection with Krishna. Wonderful thing. But the strategy of the Rupa Nugalaya, a little different than that. They're thinking, as Saraswati Thakur said, predominated moiety, predominating moiety. I like to call her the better half of the sweet absolute. Right? She's Krishna's better half. Here's infinite Krishna. She's on the other side, infinite. She can, Mahabhavrata, she can draw the highest quantity and the highest quality of rasa from Krishna. That's what Mahabhav means. Only she can do that. And then, and what is her generous nature and mercy? Is that to those who are serving her, her group, Lalita, by extension, Rupa Goswami line. She's, and Gurmurs were saying, here, have a taste of what we're experiencing. Just like something we get, something off the plate, like the Maha. She's saying, here, have a taste of this. So she's giving what's beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to experience. She's giving nourishing her serving group with Mahabhav. Therefore, Gurmur said, once you've had a taste of that substance, what to speak of all other taste? All other rasas are tasteless in comparison to Mahabhav. It's that Mahabhav that attracted Krishna to descend in the world and experience. What is she tasting? Saying, it's 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. That comes from Krishna, not from, you know, a rank and file liberated soul. It's said by Krishna himself. That's his estimation. And what does he say? Who's omniscient, says, I can't estimate how great her love is for me. Who knows everything? Right? He says that. Then what does he say? And I would like to experience that. Because when we're making a case for how attractive Krishna is, you can say, Lakshmi Devi, Kasyana Bhavosha Tadeva Vidmahe, Tavangri Renu, Sparsha Adhikara, Yadvansana Sri Lalana Charatapo, Vihaya Kaman, Suchitam Ritam Brita. You're going, well, Lakshmi Devi did austerities in the forest for lifetimes. Tapovan means the forest where you do austerities, to get entrance into the Rasalila, to approach Rasaraj Krishna, not given entrance. And what does it mean? Narayan himself wants to see Krishna, right? Stole the Brahma way so that Krishna and Arjuna would come. He's saying, I just want to have a glimpse of your beauty. And then, so Lakshmi Devi, Narayan himself, like, well, what could you add to that? That Dwarka Krishna is attracted to Krishna. Sometimes he sees a picture from Vrindavan. He goes, oh, I don't look as beautiful as I used to. Like sometimes people in this world say that. They see some picture of them before. So Krishna, or he sees himself in a jeweled column, in a mirror, some reflection. And he's saying, who is this who is so beautiful that, like, now I'm starting to feel like Radharani. who has that effect upon people? But as Krishna, Adi Purusham, is the original male, enjoyer, that perspective, he cannot taste or relish the devotional position. So he has to undergo some transformation. Right. So he descends. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita Nome Krishna Sarupam. Enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani. And then that Krishna, he's experiencing what she experiences. And he says, this is superior to my position. Comes from no less than Krishna himself. And the Rupa Goswami, Chaitanyastakam, Sureshanam Durgam Gati Yati Shayeno Panishadam Muninam Savasam Pranatapatalinam Madhurima Vinyasa Premno Nikila Pashu Pasham Buja, I forget. But she Kim made ashore, Peter Shore, Yashatipadam Kim, she Chaitanya Kime. Disorder. And one of his Chaitanyastakams, Rupa Goswami, and Guru Maharaj is paraphrasing in this way, that Radharani's maidservants, they're basically saying, did you see what happened to Krishna? I'm saying, like, now he's taken the he's canvassing on behalf of our mistress. Radharani's their mistress. I'm saying, now Krishna, he's going around the world telling everyone how great our mistress is and her love for him. They're very happy to see that. When in the Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna says, Ye etam mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. It's like a promise. He's saying, as you approach me, I will reciprocate that. So, and we think, oh, well, then I'll try to be sincere and my approach, then Krishna will deal with me in a sincere way. You know, it's a very encouraging sloka that anyone had ever had a sincere, genuine aspiration to progress in Krishna consciousness has embraced with some optimism. Oh, so if I just try, I'm sincere, then Krishna will reciprocate that. So let me be sincere and earnest in my approach. And the Bhagavatam generally tends toward a deeper reading, saying, you know, mukti didati karchit smana bhakti yogam, that Krishna saying, you know, and Mahaprabhu deals with it in that Atmarama sloka explanation as well, that, you know, if a devotee petitions me for something that's not good for him, I don't give it. And I know a few times I've scared everyone by quoting this one part of the Bhagavatam, where it says, yasyaham anugranami harishe tadanamshane, how if Krishna favors you, he takes everything away from you. And then the devotee's like, then all they can say is, fortunately, I'm not a devotee. Or some such thing. But for a long time, I think, oh, whenever I say that, I know it's like scaring people or making them feel uncomfortable or less than worthy or something, you know. And today, I was reading, and I thought, I read Mahaprabhu's explanation of Sanatana Goswami, Atmarani, saying, Krishna takes away what is inauspicious. Right. So if someone, because sometimes I think someone has a lot at their disposal, but, you know, yukta vairagya, if it's in Rupa Goswami's line, or promoting Krishna consciousness, then it's not inauspicious. But so it should be qualified by saying, Krishna takes away everything that is inauspicious from the devotee to clear their path to him. Mama vartmano vartante. But sometimes that's something we think we really want or need, and it's something mundane. And Gurudev, just to add this, because Gurudev went, sometimes something would be happening with the man. He had this expression about like how Krishna gets devotees to do some kind of seva. He goes, some bribe. Like we're getting bribed to do different things. But anyway, but that said, still, because sometimes you get to do something you really like to do. Right? And I've mentioned this before, that should not be equated with Krishnanushilana. Like when you think, oh, Krishnanushilana, it's what I like doing in Krishna consciousness. That's Krishnanushilana. So, Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj in his former life, Purva Ashram, as Kunja Babu, Kunja Bihari Vidyabhushan, the manager of Gaudiya Math, had a child. His concept of like the spiritual world was swimming, was diving repeatedly in a swimming pool filled with rasgolas. And he'd be diving and one would enter his mouth and surface and come and then dive, you know. So, a swimming pool full of sweet balls. He was a child, it's understandable. That is not necessarily the meaning of Krishnanushilana. Sometimes, doing what pleases Krishna may not apparently be pleasing to us. Asli Shiva, Parvatam, Panastamama Darshanam, Maratam, Karotuva. Radharani saying, you know, if it pleases Krishna, he wants another gopi, I will fall at her feet and beg her to take her to Krishna. But not always. Just in a Gurudev song, he's saying when Krishna is, we're taking prasadam, and they're, because Gurudev at that point had diabetes, and so they're, you know, they make many things, and they're still, they're kind of like trying to stealthily put them on our plates, like myself, Janardam, but when Gurudev's over there, and they, you know, and then Gurudev, who normally doesn't say a word during prasadam, he started singing the song like over dramatically and with a long face. And, you know, so I said, "Oh, Maharaj, what is that song you're singing?" And he said, "Oh, Maharaj, Radharani is very, very unhappy." I mean, like, she is, why? Saying, because not only is Krishna going to the house of another gopi, but he's going in her courtyard, in front of her, so that she can see he's going to the house of another gopi. It would be better if he went secretly, but he's going right in front of her, so she can see. And so what he's saying is, it's bad enough I can't take this prasadam, but they're bringing it right in front of me and then putting it on your plate. But what that reminds me is how even in a simple event like this, his heart's natural response is to go to something very high and very deep. And as characteristic of him, to present it to us with a little humor, to make it delightful, accessible, but it's actually profound. But still, that with that as a, I forget the word, but as, you know, a footnote on the side, just some, still Radharani is saying, if it pleases, it may break my heart, but I will approach another and beg her to take her to Krishna, if that's what makes Krishna happy. So Krishna and Ushilan, that's another thing. But why was that? Oh, third part. So in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, after Krishna, he sounds his flute, the Brajagopis come to him in the dead of night, and he actually rejects them all. This is Krishna. You think, what's going on here? You know, 10 cantos. We read 10 cantos to get to this part, in one sense, right? The Rasa Leela. Krishna plays, and he sees, you know, the moon rising in the eastern horizon, indicates the Yogamaya. Everything is set up. The Brajagopis come, and Krishna's saying, this is inappropriate. This is not Krishnanushilana. You're leaving your homes, your husbands, your babies, your children. And this is highly inappropriate behavior. And sending them home. And we could say from, you know, a type of Siddhantic analytical point of view, in some instances, this could have been the culmination of millions of lifetimes, right, of pursuit of Krishna consciousness to culminate and being abjectly rejected by Krishna. And next life. No, your life, this life is good. You hear all these things, take the prasadam, protect. Your life is auspicious already, but it will become increasingly auspicious in the future. That we know. So we're also respecting you and your seva. But, so, and then we're told what happened. The gopis, it's a very moving scene. They hang their heads down, and tears start pouring down their eyes, and the mascara's running, and it's drenching their clothes. Their big lotus eyes are just full of tears. And why, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says, because they know that Krishna is controlled by Krishna Prem, and he's rejecting them. So then they think, so what were we doing? We left our husbands, our children, we went against our parents, against Veda, morality, everything, only to be rejected. That means we don't have Krishna Prem. We're imposters. Na prema gandasti darapi mehoro kundami sobhagya param prikashitam. We're making a show. We have no real love for Krishna in our hearts. But they don't leave. And this is what Krishna consciousness is. If you can honestly admit from your heart that you don't have it, after all this time and energy that you've put into it, if you can honestly say to yourself, how did this happen? I don't have it. After all this time and energy and everything. But, like them, don't go. Stay. And continue. Then Guru Maharaj said, then you might be a devotee. Because that's the path of the devotees. The line of the Braja Gopis. And, but we shall say, from the spiritual experts, this is the sign of those who have the highest type of Krishna Prem for Krishna. And it's a paradox. They think they have nothing, that they're the lowest, they're impersonators, they've got, but they can't give up talking about Krishna, singing about Krishna, thinking about Krishna, dressing, doing everything for Krishna. They're hoping against hope in that sense. And so what does Krishna say to them? Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritatyaya kalpate dishtya marasin matsneho bhavatinam marapana. He's saying, you know, everyone in the world who knows anything knows they want me, and if they get me, they know they got everything. Yam labha chapram labham manjite naditam naditam tataha. So, but what about me? He said, my heart's feeling is that I consider it my good fortune that I am the object of the pure love that's in your hearts. That's given me everything. When I am the object of that, I think I've got everything. And so much so, napareyeham niravadisamyajam. I cannot reciprocate with you. I know, I promised in Bhagavad Gita, ye yatam mam prapadyante tamstateva, but I can't do it with you. I'm on the quality of love that is in your heart is so inconceivably wonderful. I'm unable to reciprocate that. So let virtue be its own reward. Right? But then Rupa Goswami saying, so then what can he do? He just admitted defeat. Real devotion is shown where the infinite comes under the control of the finite, where Krishna is defeated by the devotee. That's devotion. So he's admitting defeat in this loving exchange with the Braja Gopis. They've defeated him. So what is his only option? To appear, like Rupa Goswami saying that, to appear as Gauranga Mahaprabhu and tell the world about it. About the superiority of the love and devotion of Radharani and Braja Gopis. So that, which culminates in Radha Dasyam, the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift to the world. Thematically, in all of his writings and revelations, and include the Navaditam Parikra and everything, is to take us in that direction. The direction of the service of her holy lotus feet. And that was indicated in this poem of Srila Guru Maharaj. And certified by Srila Saraswati Thakur, is written through him by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Was that perfect in expressing his intention, his purpose descending this world, and his gift in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement? Hare Krishna. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sima Jusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. You sing. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunatha. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Dasa Raghunatha. Padarinu Mora Pantagran Kandara Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevan
Thank you. Srila Bhakti Sundar Govind Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagawan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Sri Sri Brahmananda ki jai, Nama Charja, Sri Haridas Thakur ki jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath, Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Navadip Dham ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat ki jai, Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi ki jai, Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Varanya Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mata Charja Vrinda Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimavadut Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Bhavan Janardhan Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sriman Pitambar Prabhu Ki Jai. Seva Vrinda Ki Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nithai Go Premanande.